Another change may be coming for the student loan industry. It's already under assault for conflicts of interest. And now there's controversy over proposals to raise the amount of aid for needy students. The money would come out of the pockets of the lenders who supply student loans. As NPR's Larry Abramson reports, they're not too thrilled about that.
You may not know this, but the federal government pays lenders big subsidies to loan money to students at below market rates. Originally, back in the 1960s, that was meant to ensure lenders would actually loan money to kids with no credit history. But Robert Shireman of the Project on Student Debt says that's not really necessary anymore.
Certainly over the past 10 to 20 years, the programs have matured to the point where getting capital into the federal student loan program has not been a problem.
Congress appears to agree. Lawmakers have voted in committee to cut billions in subsidies to lenders. Lenders would still get a guaranteed rate of return, and they'd still have a nearly complete government guarantee protecting them against default. They just make a lot less on those loans. President Bush supports cutting those subsidy rates, but the industry is trying to fight the perception that it is raking in exorbitant profits.
No abnormal profits are being made in student loans.
Kevin Bruns of the industry group America's Student Loan Providers says lower profits will simply drive out some companies. The cut in subsidies won't directly affect student payments, but Kevin Bruns says students will pay more if frustrated lenders cut discounts that they offer.
Many lenders offer discounts off the interest rate for electronic payment, for payment on time. Many lenders will knock off 2 or 3% of the principal upon graduation. Many lenders will pay the upfront fees for the borrower.
But advocates for students say those discounts are often a ruse, bound up so tight in red tape they rarely materialize. Michael Dannenberg is with the New America Foundation, a Washington think tank.
What Congress is talking about doing is taking these lender subsidies and shifting it all into increased grants and cheaper loans. So they'll be guaranteed to go to students. Why do we have to rely on the middleman banks for their generosity?
Dannenberg says the student loan industry is very healthy and doesn't need all this government support. Witness, he says, the multi-billion dollar buyout of Sallie Mae, the industry leader. In fact, Dannenberg wants to go further in cutting subsidies. He supports the idea of having a loan auction, which would undergo a test under the Senate bill.
One way for an auction to work is that the banks would have to bid against one another in order to secure this sure source of profit that taxpayers create.
Kevin Bruns of America's Student Loan Providers says the auction would backfire. He says it would give the upper hand to lenders who don't have students' best interest in mind.
Perhaps less interested in investing in service, is less reliable, willing to come in and, you know, lowball to get the market share. An auction creates that problem where everything is based on price.
Some Republicans share those concerns and oppose cutting subsidies too deeply. But as news reports roll in about conflicts of interest between lenders and colleges, sympathy for this industry is at a low ebb. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.